Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Is Naby Keita the Phil Coutinho replacement? By Alex Barilaro. Will this transfer window end? First Liverpool were getting Van Dijk, and then they were apologising for getting Van Dijk, and then they were getting Keita, and then they weren't getting Keita at any price. Salah seemed to take a millennium. Liverpool effectively traded a bang average Kevin Stewart for a potential laden Andy Robertson, and the future of Felipe Coutinho seemed comfortable given a lack of real disruption. And then it didn't seem all that comfortable. So should Liverpool give in to Felipe Coutinho's demands and conduct a fresh pursuit of Naby Keita? Subsequently, if they're left with no choice, would Keita be a fitting replacement for the Brazilian maestro? Should Liverpool sell? The entire saga in itself requires some unpacking. Firstly, there's the question over whether Liverpool should sell, given Phil Coutinho's latest agitation for a move to Barcelona. What is a minimum fee worth to a club that has seen its players frequently depart for shores anew when they reach their peak? Suarez, Alonso, Torres, Mascherano, all of whom departed Liverpool with varying degrees of distaste from the fan base, all of whom were at the pinnacle of their careers when they departed. With the exclusion of the great Spanish number 9, Liverpool lost a player that could have carried them on to another level. It's a reasonable question to pose. Have Liverpool become a selling club? What Phil Coutinho provides is an opportunity to show the football world that Klopp's project is not just an attractive one, but a serious one. This isn't some platform for players to become world class. It's not merely a stepping stone to get to Barcelona. With all due respect, Liverpool aren't Southampton. And yet, that being said, an opportunity exists in the realm of the plausible, in which the Reds return to Leipzig with an intention of offering substantially more than their original €75 million bid for Naby Keita. Flush with an obscene amount of money after giving in to Barcelona's ridiculous offer, something superseding £130 million, it stands to reason that an improved Liverpool offer would sway Leipzig's heads, despite their insistence that their prized asset was not for sale. The fact remains, the transfer fee of £100 million or higher would be extremely difficult to turn down, even for a club with aspirations like Red Bull Leipzig. Would Keita fill the void? Supposing Coutinho does leave, and Liverpool find themselves in need of a star midfielder, Naby Keita is the only attainable player in the world who would feasibly dispel the gargantuan shadow that the little Brazilian cast over Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp also made it clear that he will not compromise on his targets, and given his side's pursuit of a centre-back seems hinged on Virgil van Dijk, it's fairly clear to see that Naby Keita is Klopp's number one target for midfield, and one that he refuses to let go. Is he worth as much to Jurgen as Felipe Coutinho is? Well, yes. Every player is replaceable. Adept at dribbling, passing, and contributing on the score sheet, Keita offers much of what Phil Coutinho does and would bring a defensive nous on top of his superb offensive arsenal. Though he doesn't possess the X factor that Coutinho brings to the table, that ability to take the game with the scruff of the neck and make it his own, refer to Manchester United in the Europa League and in the Merseyside Derby last season, he was more consistently imposing for Leipzig than Coutinho was for Liverpool. In fact, what Keita would provide is promise and potential, backed up by evidence that he can reach the prestige of a world-class player at the very top of the world game. Indeed, that's exactly why Barcelona want Felipe Coutinho, comfortable in the hope that he can turn around a football club that has, for the last couple of seasons, been managed extremely poorly. From the terrible moves in the transfer market to the decimation of La Masia and the eventual sale of Neymar, necessitated by the fees Barca are required to pay to various third parties. What Coutinho represents is a player who has yet to find the consistency to label himself world class. What he represents is an investment in the Andres Iniesta of the future, as safe an investment as one could get given Coutinho's immense talent, but an investment nevertheless. Nothing is insured, not Coutinho's success at Barca, nor Keita's potential to succeed at Liverpool. Should Keita arrive, however, that Coutinho-sized void would be filled. It would be filled by someone who carried a newly promoted side on his shoulders and took them to a record-breaking second-placed Bundesliga finish. Why would Leipzig sell, though? After all, the season is right around the corner, and no matter how insistent Naby Keita is on departing Leipzig to go to Liverpool, the people in charge of the football club refuse to allow their employee to move clubs. And that, dear reader, is exactly why Liverpool shouldn't sell Felipe Coutinho. After all, the season is right around the corner, and no matter how insistent Felipe Coutinho is on departing Liverpool to go to Barcelona, the people in charge of the football club refuse to allow their employee to move clubs. No player is irreplaceable, and Naby Keita really is the ideal replacement for Felipe Coutinho should he move to Barcelona next summer. It is 1 a.m. in the morning and I am fresh from a day of sort of semi-unpleasant malarkey here, interspersed with regular checking of the Twitter feed to see just how mental the day was. It started off with a club statement about Phil not being for sale, and then proceeded to have lots and lots of bulletins talking about demands for movement and transfer requests and all that kind of unpleasant stuff. And you can imagine that I, if I wasn't having a good day, decided to avoid whatever sort of maelstrom was going on between fans, as they no doubt got themselves into a lather, and understandably so, to be fair. I'm not going to contribute to it in any way, shape or form. If he goes, I'll deal with it then. If he doesn't go, I'll deal with that then. And we can talk about it at some other point. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.